recommendations for sleep. He's sorting through some small red seeds. He says they're a local type of bean that people believe connects them with the ancestors. He also says they're very high in protein and fat, which is important because when I wake up, I'm going to eat them. The professor is making four small bundles of these seeds, which he will place in my hands and on my feet. He believes that the ancestor spirit in the beans will protect me, and that the food value of them when I wake up will help me survive. Correspond with the cardinal directions. I had thought they did, as the Yetis do not use the Western concept of north, south, east, and west, rather being exclusively mountain-based. Their directional system is mostly up and down rather than in a flat plane. The professor has placed pouches in my hands. Traditionally, this rice flour would be milled in the mountains. However, in modern Yeti culture, it is acceptable to import the flour and use mass-produced rough rice flour. Also include a spell that binds my spirit to my body. If I die during hibernation, suggests that having an easy to digest meal of rice and beans upon waking is key to survival. Traditionally, all the tasks he's doing for me would be done by a parent, a spouse, traditionally the father, or in the case of an elderly family member, an adult child. Thank you. fall asleep unprotected on an individual level, yet still protected by the family group. The professor is packing the lichen around my arm. My other arm. My leg. My other leg. Once upon a time, long ago, when the world was new, your host, Lady O. How are things going for you? Right now, it's the end of October for me, and things have been crazy. Between midterms, my kids being sick, and Halloween coming up. You're listening to this, hopefully, at the beginning of December. I hope you're staying warm and cozy, or cool if you're in the other hemisphere. This is our final episode in the Yeti series. I don't want to promise anything, but I have some ideas for maybe some episodes in the spring along the same plot. After this episode, it'll be the trigger episode. And the compilation episode. Then I have a super fun Christmas episode and a sort of thoughtful New Year's episode that I hope everyone will enjoy. As always, thank you for spending this time with me. Thank you for following me on social media. Thank you. For leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts. It really helps me out. If there's anything you'd like to see more of, just let me know. You can find my contact information in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Enjoy!